I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program James McGrath Morris. He is coordinator of the Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market, which opens tonight from 5 to 7 at the DeVargas Mall. It'll also be open Saturday and Sunday during mall hours at the DeVargas Mall. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So the Alternative Gift Market is something that is, okay, alternative giving. What is that?
Well, it's a hard concept to explain briefly. When we first opened up our store and I went to merchants in the mall, I said, we're going to open up a store, but we don't sell anything. And they looked puzzled as to how we might exist. What it is it's the idea of, instead of giving a material item, or in addition to giving a material item, when you buy a tie or a jacket or a book as a present, you can also give a gift that could change a life, namely a donation to a humanitarian organization providing needed service. So somebody coming to the Alternative Gift Market will come into what was once the Zales jewelry store at DeVargas Mall, and they'll see displayed things like a bus pass so that a homeless person can get from downtown Santa Fe to the shelter, or basic toiletry items for a resident at the Esperanza shelter for battered families. And so you go and you choose these items, you buy them, in the sense you're making a contribution which is tax deductible, and we give you an insert for a greeting card. So you send to your aunt or uncle, this year, in honor of you, I have purchased basic toiletry items for a resident at the Esperanza shelter. I bought a book for the Santa Fe Public Library. I supplied a yak for a youth in Tibet, whatever might be the thing.
So it's not just local.
No. The combination of our market is a combination of 10 featured international gifts from a group called Alternative Gifts International. And they are really our host organization. They're a nonprofit that has been in existence for many years, based in Wichita, Kansas. What they do is they scour the world for deserving nonprofit organizations in the third world and in the United States who are providing critically needed humanitarian aid. These organizations then create a product. So the product could be a solar cooker for somebody in Central America, solar panels for a Native American, money to rescue a girl from prostitution in Southeast Asia, mobile phones for healthcare workers in India. So the groups then participate in this catalog, and it looks no different than, you know, your basic Gap catalog. But instead of clothes, we feature these projects. Each group agrees that the money will go specifically to that project, and they're audited at the end of the year. So when you come into our market and you buy for $88 a mobile phone for a healthcare worker in India, you will know that next year one of these workers supplying, you know, critically needed healthcare in the deepest regions of India will have a mobile phone in their hand thanks to you.
It's very interesting, because there's so many ways of giving, there's so many ways of sharing, and it's been said, I think in Buddhist practice, that one of the highest forms of giving that you can do is to somebody who doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, the notion of anonymous, and that is true. The person you honor with this gift, who's going to get the card saying in your honor, of course knows about you, but the recipients at the other end don't have any idea who this came from. This is part of a much larger thing than Santa Fe. Santa Fe is really well suited to this notion. And it comes from two different stems, one of which is that no matter how badly off we are in the United States, we're relatively affluent. There are people that are just, you know, living with nothing. If you hadn't recently, the New York Times did a story about children's bedrooms. The notion of having a bedroom for your child is almost unique to the first world. I mean, most people, all three kids, five kids, are in the bedroom with you. It's a level of poverty that's hard for us to understand. So the thought is that in addition to our material gift giving, in addition to all the wonderful items we buy each other, we should direct some of our money to gifts that could make a change of life. And so by coming into the Alternative Gift Market, you supplement your gift giving with these meaningful things that could, as I say, bring medicine to backpack health workers in Burma, allow a person on a cold night to get from downtown Santa Fe to the shelter, supply milk for that night at the shelter, all these kinds of things. And it has a wonderful effect. You feel good about it. It also opens up, in a sense, trains people to philanthropy. One of the most astonishing things about our second annual market that was held last year is one of the organizations went through the list of people who gave them money, and they found that only one of them had ever given them money previously. So what this market is doing is bringing in new donors, which is the essential problem for nonprofits. Where do we get new money? And then the bigger thing about it is this idea of retraining us to think of gift giving in a broader sense, that doing an act, giving money in honor of somebody, is a very powerful and emotional form of gift giving. You know, spending 2 hours at Habitat for Humanity and helping build a house, there's no reason that can't become part of our gift giving. You know, we all have so much, and this is a different way to do it. And it's very affordable. I mean, the for instance, I keep talking about these bus passes. I'm looking at the price sheet. For $1, you can buy these bus passes.
Right.
And at the grand opening each year, we have an honorary first buyer, and it's a child. And they come in very often with their $1, and that's the kind of item they pay. And then this year that's new is that the groups decided to extend this market to a group that benefits wildlife. And that's the Wildlife Center in Española. And so, for instance, this year, you could, for $10, you can buy food, care, and rehabilitation for a desert cottontail for the whole year. Or, if you're feeling really expansive, you can buy food, care, and rehabilitation for a mountain lion for $1,000.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
So we have quite the range.
Well, and this is something that, I mean, you can buy presents for a lot of different people in your life,
mm-hmm.
ranging in the same price ranges that you might buy them anyway. So
yep.
you might spend $20 on somebody and $5 on another and give. This is an amazing thing. I remember a few years ago, I got from some friends who I've known all my adult life who live back east a card, and it said, "We've given a donation of a goat to Heifer International." I think it was Heifer International.
That was the group I was going to mention. This is not unique to Alternative Gifts International, our sponsoring organization. But it grew out of a lot of groups, and Heifer International is one of the very first to come up with this idea of creating a tangible item that you provide. One of my favorite gifts is I bought tubas for a band in the Philippines
in honor
of my sister. So we each have these things. And the other thing that's really fascinating about the gift, it has the recipient, the person to who is being honored, has a consciousness-raising effect. I know that sometimes I connect the gift. For instance, I have a friend in Santa Fe who's been working in Myanmar or Burma. So I've chosen this year that in her honor, I'll be buying support to keep a kid in school in that country. So it connects me with a country that I'll never be, but I'll be able to do some help. And vice versa. Ever since our children were born, every year they've gotten one of these things. And some of them have been very effective. They remember. So when they open up a newspaper as an adult and they see a distant dateline, sometimes they connect in the sense of, oh, that's right, my parents gave me a gift of medicine for malaria in this particular country. And I know that has had a profound effect on their notion of the circle of inclusion.
That's very interesting, because I was going to ask you how kids respond to this. Because kids, I mean, and I don't have any problem with this, they want things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's lovely to give them, I mean, not this sort of crazy affluenza kind of giving, but, you know, to give a child a well-chosen thing that they have, like a book or a scarf or something like that that they love.
Children are naturally self-centered. We were all that way. But what's great about this gift is it can be part of the training to get them to have empathy, to understand the condition of others. So by all means, we should buy our children the kinds of things that are suitable gifts for them, whether it's books or toys or whatever. But if you add to that mix an item that they connect with, for instance, they've maybe never thought of a child not being able to afford a book. And so one of the projects is they can buy a children's book for the library. The library even has a program here in town where you can buy a book with your child and bring it to the library. And the child comes in and brings it and realizes that book that's on the shelf that a child who can't afford a book comes in and reads was made possible by them and their parents. It can connect them. There's a concept here, if you think about it, we tend to want to do anything for our families, right? One of our brothers or sisters or cousins gets into trouble financially, we help bail them out, we go to their houses, whatever it is. this kind of gift giving can expand that circle of inclusion where we realize the connectiveness that we have between each other.
Very much so.
It also offers another very practical solution for us in Santa Fe. We have many citizens here who have a hard time making ends meet, and sometimes on the streets we're confronted by people asking for money. And it's very hard to know whether we're doing good or not. I'm the kind of person, I can't say no, so I usually give a dollar to somebody. But my friends who are virtually professionals in that world often tell me that doesn't serve the person as well. So by providing funding money to these groups that are working professionally with them, is another way, it's a salve. You know, I'm okay, I have a nice house, I'm making my meals, this is another way for me to do that. And then last has been a group that's joined us for the last 2 years. It's very organic. It's New Mexico Veterans Helping Veterans. This is not a very fancy group. It's a group of veterans who came together. And so if you come to the gift market, for instance, you can buy several days of food assistance for the person or a night of emergency shelter or anything like that.
Very interesting and very important work. When you talk about how you've been giving gifts like this, among other material things and so on, to your children since they were very small, how do you think it has affected them? I mean, what kind of choices have they made based on their understanding of their own being in this circle of inclusion?
I think they're more empathetic. I think they have a greater sense of greater sense of gratitude that they know. Each of my children have had financial struggles. It's tough. It's been a really bad recession. At the same time, I think they're really aware that where they live is better than where some other people live. And I think these kind of gift giving has a plants a seed of empathy, and I think it does in most of us. I mean, if on Christmas Day or whatever day you celebrate in the holidays, and you're opening up all these gifts, and you're surrounded by wrappings, and you can have as much of breakfast you want, and there's a huge turkey in the oven. These kinds of things are subtle reminders that not all of us have these. And it's not meant to make the day less cheery. It's a way to connect the act of celebrating our holiday with benefiting others.
Do you find that there are people who are walking by in the DeVargas Mall who are not necessarily, I don't know, public radio listeners, for example, who stumble in on this and say, what the heck is this?
All the time. That's why we have greeters at the market. You have to explain this concept. They're coming into the store and they see nothing for sale. And they say, what are you selling? And we try to explain it. So, yes, there's an enormous learning curve to alternative gift giving. So every hour of the market is open all day Saturday and Sunday and tonight. We have people who stand by to walk them through, explain the concept, that they can go to the alternative gifts booth, international booth, and choose to channel some money to one of my favorites is buy a bike for a healthcare worker in Africa. Our healthcare workers here run around in cars. A bike could make a difference, and that purchase of that bike could actually mean that somebody the next year will live because of an act taking place in the Vargas Mall. So we've never had a negative reaction. We've often had people think this is utterly fascinating. Even if they don't participate, the experience of being exposed to them is a very cheerful one. So it's a great job this weekend. I mean, we really have fun, and we have music, and as I said, we're going to have at the grand opening, we're going to have three raptors coming in from the Wildlife Center.
That place is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. And all of these groups are sustained by immense volunteer time. The people from the Interfaith Shelter who will be manning this booth, they not only man the booth to get these contributions, they go down to the shelter and work night shifts. I mean, these are very giving people. And there's something nice about spending the weekend hanging out with them.
We're talking to James McGrath Morris about the third annual Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market. Now, how did this get started? Were you part of the whole origin of this here in Santa Fe?
Yeah. As I mentioned, you know, my wife and I have been using Alternative Gifts International as a way of making gifts for birthdays, holidays, for years. And Santa Fe struck me as this not just the city different, but a very giving city. And so 3 years ago, I rented a room in the convention center. And my wife and I and a few other volunteers set up the alternative gifts market that year. Now, I should say that Santa Fe has had these before, and they've been church-based through Alternative Gifts International. And they've been very successful. They're usually after church service. They have the catalog out. And it's wonderful work. What I was trying to do is, in a sense, get it out from the church into a more public place. So not just in a temple or in a church, put it in a commercial venue, just like our regular purchasing. So we did the first one, and we raised $6,000, and we were quite astonished. We had very little publicity. So the second year, which was last year, we invited five local groups to participate, and we moved it to the DeVargas Mall. We brought in $30,000 and had more than 400 visitors over the course of the weekend.
Wow.
And following that, we decided the concept would take hold. So we created an organization that makes decisions. I like to think of myself as formerly having been the dictator, then the facilitator, and now I'm the coordinator. Meaning, this is really the success of this rests on these groups. They've done all of the work to organize it. People have come out of the woodwork to help us. Office Depot donated the printing. DeVargas Mall has done all kinds of stuff to make small. The merchants in DeVargas Mall have been terrifically supportive of this.
Everybody is so glad, because they don't see you as competition.
In fact, they see us bringing in new crowds, and they also, it's a way for them to contribute. I mean, you know, you get associated with this. Everything you do, people donate food, people come to sing. I mean, every act is a form of contributing to the success of this. So this will be our third year. And my hope, ultimately, is to try to create a kind of community gift-giving. So it's not just for the holiday, that people all year long would have a way to give a gift to honor somebody that at the same time supports important humanitarian work in the city of Santa Fe. So come your birthday, you could also give a bus pass to the shelter. It isn't just at this time of year.
And this is the time of year that you're actually out there with
correct.
A presence, but you can...
My hope is, with the internet, is to create a community gift catalog, ultimately. Some sort of means linked with some of the nonprofits in town, so that rather than just simply writing a check, you may be able to give a gift. And the other thing about it is, remember, the gift recipients often become donors, too. It's a kind of pay-it-forward thing. You're planting the seed of empathy. You're teaching people a kind of philanthropy that's different and more attractive for some people.
I have to say, the year that I got, and they've been doing it ever since, the year that I got that card that said I'd given mm-hmm. somebody a goat, it's hard to convey how happy that made me. I think that was the most memorable and beautiful gift that I received all year. I don't even remember that. What else came into my house that Christmas?
That's because of the tangibility of it. If we write a check to the Red Cross after Sandy Hurricane, we know that it's going to good purpose. But to know that you've actually given a precise goat to somebody over there.
Yeah.
The Mennonites have done this for years. One of the things they do, and it's expensive if you think about it, is rather than just get a check from somebody, they ask people to put together kits, like school kits, that are sent to kids in refugee camps. It's an expensive enterprise to ship them to the Middle East. Why not just write money? Because the gift giver is intimately connected. They know that that pencil they put in that box will be lifted by a child several months later. That kind of connection is what we lack in this world.
So it's the Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market, and it's the third year you're doing it. It's at the DeVargas Mall in the old Zales Jewelry location,
correct.
Which is very...
Right in the center.
Right in the center.
Right across from where Santa Claus will be and all kinds of activities.
Okay, so go to Santa Claus and you'll be there. And it's tonight from 5 to 7, and then tomorrow and Sunday during the same hours that the mall is open.
Correct.
And Allie McGraw will be there, and Mayor Koss, and... lots of fun stuff.
As I mentioned, free Raptors. And like any merchant, we take all major credit cards.
James McGrath Morris is coordinator of the Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market. Anything else you want people to know?
No, we just hope they'll come out this weekend. We'll have food and festivities, and it's a great, great event.
James McGrath Morris, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
And thank you very much for your support.
And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us here many Fridays, speaking of the arts. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning on this winter slusher land.
Yeah, it's a little bit, it's a galosh day for sure.
It's a galosh day.
I don't have galoshes, so.
I don't either. I've got snow boots, though.
Snow boots?
Yeah.
We should get galoshes for each other for Christmas.
That's a good idea. Yours would be pickle colored.
Pickle color?
Yeah.
Okay, and yours will be...
Pink.
Cat color.
No, dog.
Dog color, okay.
That's pretty much everything. So what's going on this weekend? We must have some
nothing.
Christmas
darn
events.
Thing. Nope, nothing.
Nothing?
No, actually, there's a lot of Christmas events happening this week. We've got a section called On Stage in the Paso Tiempo, and we've doubled it this week because there's so many events going on. A lot of things are fairly traditional. We have the Bauman Marionettes, right?
Yes.
Holiday party that they have every year.
That's
at the St. Francis Auditorium.
Yep.
That's at 4 p.m. Sunday, December 16th. There's going to be marionettes, and the kids can make little string puppets, and I'm sure there's going to be refreshments, and parents can have their kids' picture taken with the Bauman Santa marionette and whatnot. And, of course, that's free, but they're hoping that people bring some non-perishable food items for the food bank this year. So, grab the kids, grab a couple of cans of food out of the pantry and head down there on Sunday at 4. What else?
Well, there's the Tibetan monks performing at the James A. Little Theater tonight at 7 o'clock.
That's right.
That's the monks with the Drapo Losaling Monastery, and they do all kinds of... I saw their performance 7 years ago, and it was really cool. I mean, it was a cultural experience, definitely, and it's not like they sing and dance the way we're used to.
Right.
But it puts you into another headspace. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I think there's a story in it in today's Paso Tiempo.
Oh, good.
And we write about them every year, and it's a great show. I mean, they do it every year.
They do it every year. And they also do that sand mandala over at Surrett and Sons.
That's right. That's right. But isn't that in the spring?
No. It's happening now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. And if you can go there every day until, I think 4 o'clock, and they you can watch them putting the little grains of sand down, and by the end, you've got a whole mandala.
And then they just come back and mess it all up.
And they just wipe it away. Life is transient.
Life is transient. But so is the golden dragon acrobats. They're transient, but they come here every winter, and they're going to be here for a bunch of performances starting, Thursday, December 20th, and then there's one on the 21st, and one on the 22nd, there's two on the 22nd. So this is happening at the Lenzic, and the first performance is 7 p.m. this Thursday. It's a great performance. There's the Lenzic has this relationship with these acrobatic troops that travel from China and whatnot, and Golden Dragons is probably one of the better ones. They've been doing it for a really long time.
Since
1967.
What I like is when it gets really scary.
Yeah.
They do things that they just shouldn't be able to do.
Like neck-breaking possibilities and things like that. Yes. And there's tons of that this year. And there's also the Santa Fe Concert Band. They're having their annual holiday performance at the Santa Fe Place Mall at 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 15th. And at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m. on Monday, December 17th.
All right.
And the band has been in existence for about 140 years. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
No. Is it the same players?
No.
Okay.
I think some of them might have passed on to the great big band in the sky.
The big band in the sky.
The big band in the
That's
sky.
That's where we hope to be someday.
Yeah. And then the New Mexico Gay Men's Chorus also has a performance tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Greer Garson Theater. Someone's hammering a hammer.
In honor of our radio show, they're hammering.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Work, work, work. It's an elf, people. Christmas is coming up.
Oh, that's right. It's an elf.
They're busy. Speaking of busy, Busy McCarroll's annual birthday concert and Hipster Pop Sagittarians Unite celebration.
Good heavens.
Is happening. Is happening tonight. Where is it happening? At the Mineshaft Tavern in Madrid, with her Ambassadors of Pleasure. And there's going to be special guests, and there's going to be birthday cake, and there's a suggested donation, but it isn't much. And Busy's a fixture in New Mexico, and
indeed.
They'll wish her a happy birthday.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, did you talk about the Baroque Christmas?
I'm broke this Christmas. I don't know about you.
A lot of people are Baroque. Santa Fe Pro Musica, A Baroque Christmas, Thursday, December 20th through Monday the 24th, 6 and 8 p.m. each evening in the Loreto Chapel. Deborah Domansky is mezzo-soprano, Liesel Odenveller is soprano, and the Santa Fe Pro Musica Baroque Ensemble with music from Purcell, Vivaldi, Corelli, and many more.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's definitely a lot.
Sounds like fun.
There was something I wanted to talk about. Oh, yes. on Sunday, this is great, they're back after like a year off, is the Santa Fe Artists Emergency Medical Fund Greeting Card Exhibit and Auction. This is happening on Sunday the 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Yara's Art Projects, downtown 123 Grant Avenue. For those of you that have been here a while, it used to be a Safeway. But this auction and sale, it raises money to cover medical costs for artists, professional artists in Santa Fe, and it's a good cause. And they've raised about $60,000 so far since the late 90s at some point, 1998, I think, to help people defray medical costs. So show up 4 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 16th. There's no charge to attend, and there's going to be some, some bubbly.
Bubbly.
Some bubbly. Yeah, loosen your wallets up a little bit.
Santa Fe Public Library presents Holiday Songs with Andy Mason today at 3:30 at the main library, tomorrow at 10:30 at Lafarge, tomorrow at 1:30 at Southside Branch, sponsored by Friends of the Public Library.
Yay!
Yay!
There's a bunch of other concerts going on. This I really want to get in. This Sunday, the 16th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Cowgirl Barbecue is the Santa Fe Music Alliance's Holiday Party. And the Music Alliance has been doing a lot of organizing and work to bring together the music community in Santa Fe and set some goals to make things a little more vibrant, diverse, and financially sensible for everyone. And they're going to be having a party with Mariachi Buenaventura is going to be there. The Swinging Ornaments are going to be playing. Chef Patrick over there is going to be putting out some free grub. And obviously, it's a promotional party as well as a celebration. So you can find out what the Music Alliance is all about. And you can purchase memberships.
And get free grub.
And get free grub, which is always a good thing.
I think so.
Yeah. And I'll be there. I'll be there because... for that, and then also that night, there's a private party for the Museum Hill Cafe where my partner works, and so I'm just going to be running around like a little butterfly.
Very nice.
Yeah.
The Georgia O'Keeffe Museum is accepting submissions from amateur and professional photographers through December 19th for their photography competition. You can win prizes and be recognized for your talents. It's in honor of the Georgia O'Keeffe 125th birthday celebration. And let's see. I guess you could go to okphotocompetition.org. So Wednesday of next week is the deadline.
Wednesday of next week? Oh, okay. Next week.
Next week.
Okay.
This coming week.
Okay. Two other things I want to talk about real quick. This is very sad. Eduardo Reyes, not Eduardo, I'm sorry, Genovivo Rivera, who's the chef over at El Farol, suffered a stroke recently.
Oh, dear.
And they're having a fundraiser to help out him and his family. I believe he's down in Albuquerque getting some medical help. But 6 p.m. Sunday, December, a lot of things happening on Sunday for some reason. 6 p.m. Sunday, December 16th at El Farol, Nacho Mendez and Eduardo Reyes and Chief Sanchez are going to perform. I'm sure there's going to be some special guests. There's no charge to get in, but there's going to be raffle tickets for artwork and things like that. So show up and, support the chef. He's been an employee there since, I think, 1988.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Started as a dishwasher. Worked his way up to chef, once Campbell Caruso left and everybody else and went their separate ways. So that's a great cause. And
then I'm glad that people come together when our community members are in need.
No, it's a great thing. I mean, it's the same with artists, and it's the same with a lot of people that work in restaurants in this town. A lot of them don't have health insurance.
Yeah.
It's just the way things are.
Wrong.
It's wrong. But it's cost prohibitive for everyone. I don't know that many dishwashers that could afford good health insurance anyway.
Right.
Which is very sad. But also, on Sunday the 16th, this will cheer you up, 60 students from the Suzuki School of Music here in Santa Fe are going to be performing at Warehouse 21. That's at 2 p.m. at Warehouse 21. And they're going to be doing classical music and holiday tunes. And you should just show up.
I bet they're good.
Yeah, I bet they are too.
Yeah.
I bet they're really good.
I bet they're really good.
Yeah. I know. I wrote about all three of those events in my Soundwaves column today, if you wish to take a look.
Yay. Read his Soundwaves column,
please,
ladies and gentlemen.
Please do. It's in the back. It's in the very back of Pasatiempo. It's always on the last page. I've been writing it for 8 years. Give me a break. Just read it.
Yeah, just read it. And Radius Books, John Fincher, and the Palliative Care Project of Santa Fe invite you to a special book signing at Paladino in Santa Fe. That's today from 5 to 7. And the new book is the first comprehensive volume dedicated to John Fincher's 40-year career. It includes an essay by James Moore, an introduction by Jan Adelman, and an interview with the artist. And every purchase made there benefits the palliative care services in the region. And so the event is at 839 Paseo de Peralta, Suite N, in Santa Fe. For more information, 954-1024.
1024. Hey, The Wear continues at the Santa Fe Playhouse. I believe there's a performance tonight, 7:30 p.m. And it runs Thursday through Sunday through December 23rd, and I reviewed the play in today's Pasatiempo on page 23. I think they've had a little more time now to get things a little more solid. It's a great play.
Yeah.
And it's a Santa Fe Playhouse. Go out and support community theater.
Awesome.
It's a good idea, always.
Yep.
Especially this time of year. It's kind of a ghost story, but not really a ghost story.
Is there a ghost in it?
There are no actual ghosts in it. Well, there might be. I mean, I don't know. You can't see them. But
well, that's the point about ghosts.
I know. No, it's more, it deals with things that are perhaps spectral, but not necessarily ghostly. It's an Irish tale, for goodness sakes. Of course there's ghosts in it.
Ah. Spectral, but not ghostly.
Yes.
Fine distinctions in Rob DeWalt's.
Well, there's
literary
spectral,
vocabulary.
And then when I think of ghosts, I think of Charlie Brown with a sheet over his head.
Well, yes.
You know what I mean?
But those are Halloween costumes.
I know, but that's what I think of when I think of ghosts.
When I think of ghosts,
Casper.
I think of kind of translucent shades running through your house.
Like lampshades?
No, people in sort of people-like figures.
Oh. Silhouettes.
Geist Cabaret, ladies and gentlemen. Saturday, December 15th, that's tomorrow. Lots of fun music with the wonderful David Geist at Pronzo, at the Geist Cabaret Room, which is upstairs in Pronzo. And it's one show only tomorrow night from 6 to 7. And there's going to be all sorts of things that we'll talk about next week, including the holiday sing-along. And you can make reservations at 984-2645 or go to pronzosantafe.com.
Hey, did we chat about the Desert Corral yet?
Oh, wait a minute. And he's also going to be David Geist at Vanessi on Wednesday from 6 to 10:30. Long show.
That is a long show.
It is a long show. No, we did not.
We didn't talk about
Desert Corral. Let's talk about Desert Corral.
Okay, well, it's Carols and Lullabies. They have a lot of events going on. They're probably the busiest group of people in terms of performance this time of year in Santa Fe.
Yep.
Carols and Lullabies, 8 p.m. Friday, Tuesday, and Thursday, December 14th, 18th, and 20th, December 21st and 22nd at the Cathedral Basilica, 4 p.m. Sunday, December 23rd at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church in Albuquerque. We've got the Big Holiday Sing, which is pretty cool. It's 2 p.m. Saturday, December 15th at Cristo Rey Church. I believe that's an annual event, too. There's a bunch of events. They're all listed in the story on page, what is it, page 40 in today's Pasatiempo. And you should go check them out because they're a hardworking group of musicians.
And we got a nice email from Heidi Lowen Porson Gallery, who's having her holiday happiness show today and tomorrow. Today from 5 to 7 and tomorrow from noon to 5 with festive porcelain platters, vessels, sculptures, and all kinds of good things.
I wish she would teach me. I would love to be taught by her.
Yeah. She's one of the nicest people anywhere.
I know. Whenever she calls the Pasatiempo and leaves a message, it's like, well, that's a nice change.
She's so kind and loving.
Yeah.
And very good artist.
Very good artist. In diddly doodles. Oh, my gosh. I wonder if, like, a bunch of people went out and saw The Hobbit at midnight last night or this morning.
Oh.
Right?
I was watching all the people on Colbert.
Really?
Have you been watch? Did you watch the Colbert Show last week?
I don't get that channel at my house anymore.
Oh, that's very bad. He had on a bunch of the different actors, and then on the last day, the director talking about The Hobbit, and he put on a big, he like replaced his shoes with big Hobbit feet and showed them to the camera and things like that.
Peter Jackson?
Intense. Yeah. Okay, no. Colbert put on the
Colbert
Hobbit
did?
Feet.
Oh, awesome. Well, if Peter Jackson did it, that would make, it would still make sense to me if he did. There's tons of live music happening in town. Concordia Santa Fe, did we talk about them? Okay. I'm sure they have more than one performance, but they have the Wind Ensemble and the Nutcracker Swing, in parentheses, Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn's jazz arrangement of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. There's going to be chamber renditions of the original Tchaikovsky movements. Bunch of musicians, John Gagan, Cal Haynes, John Rangel. 7 p.m. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, at St. Francis Auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art. And there's an encore on Thursday, December 20th, and you can find tickets at The Lensic.
Somebody called in with a correction. The Bauman Marionettes are from 1 to 4 at the New Mexico Museum of Art and not beginning at 4 p.m. So that's very important.
I must have read that wrong. I apologize.
No, that's okay. But just for those parents who are going to bring their children there to be photographed with Marionette Santa.
Show up earlier.
Show up at 1 or between 1 and 4.
Between 1 and 4. Sorry about that. Thanks for calling.
It's all good. Yeah, thank you for calling. I mean, I do check my chat with the wonderful Marilyn LeBlanc, who sends me information like this while we're on the air. So if you call 428-1382, if you find that we have said something egregiously incorrect.
That's what, you know, I have it written right in positempo. I just
It's correct in positempo.
I have my stupid glasses on, and I don't read with my glasses on, so I just took them off. So
but he's got his
see.
Roswell alien hat on.
Yes, I do.
And it invaded his brain.
It's my Nightmare Before Christmas hat.
Oh, right. Okay.
Kind of what it looks like outside.
CCA, forget your perfect offering.
Yes.
The reception is tonight. It's called Invocation with Erica Wanamaker, the terrific artist, and it's at the Center for Contemporary Arts. And then tomorrow, Never Lie to Your Father with Adam McKinney. That's from 4 to 6 at the CCA. And then, well, no, those are the two things that are happening this weekend. There's other things happening next week as well.
Yes.
But check out the CCA, and of course, don't forget the Cinematheque, which is their wonderful movie theater run by the fabulous Jason Silverman. And they're always showing good films. Oh, Brooklyn Castle! Did you see that?
I haven't seen it.
I loved that movie.
There's a copy of it floating around the office, and I haven't gotten to it.
You should totally watch it, or go to the CCA and watch it. It's a movie about these. I mean, I just love it when this happens, and there's actually people who have studied the phenomenon of why is it that a junior high school in Brooklyn with like 70% poverty level parents produces the best chess players in their age group in the United States of America. Why is that? Little African American kids and Latino kids and little nerdy white kids and, you know, this young black girl who is on track to be the first African American female chess master in the country or maybe in the world. You know, and here they are, and they come out of this school, and they just have a really great chess program, which, of course, there now is, like, going to be cut because of budget cuts and stuff like that. But there's also, like, there are places, I think it's in Croatia, that produces some of the world's best tennis players. And, you know, there are these hot spots in the world that don't have good, great facilities and don't have any money, and somehow they produce the. And so that's, anyway, this Brooklyn Castle is about these chess players, and there's a chess tournament tomorrow too, where we have a great chess master here in Santa Fe who's going to play 30 young people at one time, 30 chess boards, one master against 30 kids.
Wow.
Yep. Call the CCA for more information, 982-1338.
Wow. 982-1338. That sounds like actually now I really, really want to see it.
It's really good. I loved it.
You know what I did see that was totally awesome and I reviewed this week? Was Holy Motors.
Oh, yeah?
Which is playing at the screen. Oh, my gosh. This film is so strange, but at the same time, it is so beautifully shot. It's one of those films that's really hard to explain what happens in it because it's not really about what happens. It's It's very hard to explain.
All right.
Read my review.
Is there a motor in it?
There are limousines in it. There's a fellow who is an actor, and he travels around Paris, and he uses this limousine as this sort of changing room, and he's given acting assignments. So he's acting out in the real world, 11 different characters. It's a French film, and there's no audience per se. There are people watching. You know, because there's a conversation about mini cameras all over the city that are taking in the action. But there's no audience, per se. It's really kind of a lament about the death of true cinema. And the filmmaker who made it he shot it in digital, even though he hates digital. But the whole point of the film is that everyone is going to digital, and, you know, there won't be anyone watching on celluloid in the next 6 months in Paris.
But it's good?
On the big screen, it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
I gave it 3.5 chilies.
All right.
It's
Boy, it's hard to get 4 chilies out of you.
It is. It's almost impossible.
What have you ever given 4 chilies?
WALL-E, I believe I gave 4 chilies to.
Which one was that?
WALL-E, the Disney Pixar film. I usually don't give animated films.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
It was groundbreaking, and it was very well done. It's kind of a perfect film.
Are there any classics from American cinema that you would give for? I mean, like Casablanca. Like, what would you give for if your all-time favorites?
Oh, gosh. 4 Chilies. I would probably say...
The Miracle on 34th Street?
Never saw it.
Are you kidding?
I've seen parts of it, but I've never sat through the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. I've seen that thing so many times. Every time it comes on cable, I watch it.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I'd say Chinatown.
Yeah.
Is probably one that's... Oh. Are you warming your hands up?
I am warming my hands.
Golly. That's really tough. I'd say, you know, maybe Halloween. I think I almost gave it 4 chilies when I reviewed it, not October, but
Team America World Police?
Yes, no.
The South Park movie? I would. 4 chilies.
4 chilies.
Seriously.
For that one?
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. That's too tough. There's too many, and it's too tough, and we don't have enough time for me to sit and think about it.
The Downtown Merchants Association is providing 2 hours of free parking at all downtown meters and parking lots Saturday and Sunday for 2 hours. And a Collected Works Children's Story Time is every Wednesday and Thursday from 10:45 to 11:30 in the morning.
Awesome.
And they don't have any author events, but they've got the story time. And it is actually, don't forget your local bookstores as places to do Christmas shopping.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to have a big bookstore-related surprise in Pasatiempo coming out after the new year.
Garcia Street Books, don't forget them. And Collected Works and The Ark and your art bookstores.
There's so many.
I know. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It's good. It's good, thanks.
It's totally ridiculous.
What else?
There's tons of openings. I want to get in the Winter Arts Group show happening at Red Dot Gallery. Over on Canyon Road, and there's a reception tonight from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Santa Fe Clay has a great show called From Beginning to End, works by Christine Golden, Ayesha Harrison, and Clayton Keys, and there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m., and there's a story on page 52 in today's Pasatiempo. And this is kind of a cool show. Jenny Cooley's got her Cirque du Cooley happening at Lucky Bean Cafe, which is sort of inside where Borders used to be in San Busco Center.
Uh-huh.
Lots of really great, funky artwork happening there. There's quite a few openings this week for this time of year.
And speaking of the Lucky Bean Cafe, there's an exhibition and sale tomorrow from 11 to 3. It's a community-wide open call and exhibition art and sale, the Homemade Handmade Pop-Up Holiday Shop. And pushpin, clothespin exhibition and sale of work by local artists, one-of-a-kind things. And let's see, that is sponsored by all kinds of different people, and it's tomorrow from 11 to 3.
You didn't do your kitty of the week.
They didn't send me a kitty of the week.
No kitty of the week. I do know that there are some great name your prize adoption opportunities happening through the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society if you call them up. You know. But name your price, how can you beat that?
You cannot beat that.
You can't beat that.
You got to go get a dog or a cat.
And remember, it's not all about puppies. There's some really great older dogs that need love and attention, too.
That is so true.
I'm going to get an older dog soon.
Really?
Yes.
What are you going to get?
Whatever the shelter has and whatever dog will have me.
I met in the dog park yesterday. I met these two dogs that were owned by the same person, and they were running around together, and they were so happy. And one of them was a puggle. It was a beagle pug mix, and it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. And the other one was this like New Mexico mix thing, and she said that dog had been in the animal shelter for months before she had taken it home, and it was a beautiful, happy, loving, energetic dog. And just don't forget, they don't have to be the handsomest purebred dog you ever met to be your best friend.
Yeah, absolutely. What else? How are we doing on time?
I'm played.
You're played? I have a favor to ask your listeners. Next month, I'm going to be taking part in a shooting of a Travel Channel special about hamburgers. And I need...
Yes, you need, and the Travel Channel.
Yes, and I need, because I've worked with a filmmaker in the past, I need, who's going to be in the special, I need people in the local community to send me what they think is the best burger in Santa Fe.
Oh, my goodness.
And
you're going to get some email, friend.
Well, you can email me at rdewalt@sfnewmexican.com. You can email me on Twitter at @PasaTweet. Or join our Facebook page, Pasta Tiempo, and let me know what your favorite burger is and why.
In Santa Fe City Limits or Santa Fe County?
Santa Fe City Limits.
Okay.
Well, no, it can be Santa Fe County. I guess that's all right.
Yeah, because there's some burgers out in the county.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And what the heck? I mean, I'd prefer Santa Fe, but New Mexico, too. If it's anywhere in New Mexico and you think it's the most awesome burger ever, let me know.
Okay.
And
tell us about this Travel Channel thing.
I did a piece on a filmmaker named George Motz who premiered a film here called Hamburger America. His wife is from here. She's a vegetarian, by the way. And he put a book out, and it was basically like the film was about like the best burgers in the United States, but they had to be like heritage restaurants where the meat is sort of hand picked and hand ground and things like that. And then he did a book. Where he put out all of the burgers in the book, and he contacted me over the weekend and said he's shooting a burger-related special for the Travel Channel and wanted me to be his Santa Fe ambassador. And so I think we're just going to do a lot of eating, which is why I need your help. I mean, a bobcat bite, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, but, there's more out there.
There's a lot of hamburgers in the city of Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And I think
No fast food joints.
No fast food joints, and people should send poetic descriptions of what
Absolutely.
These hamburgers are like.
Tell me why you like them. Don't just tell me you like a burger at a restaurant.
Right.
Tell me why.
And what was it like?
Yeah.
How did it change you mentally and spiritually and physically? To eat it.
Yes.
By the way, on 5:30 on Monday, also at the Lucky Bean, there is an open mic and reading by residents of the Santa Fe Art Institute. And on Wednesday, there's an opening reception for the studio workshop of young people, 7th and 8th graders at DeVargas Middle School, working on a project called Cityscapes at the Santa Fe Art Institute. And on Thursday at 5:30, open studios at the Santa Fe Art Institute. So don't forget them, sfai.org. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasta Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us here many Fridays speaking of the art. And I think Robert Knott will be here next week.
Are you gonna
double team me?
Yeah, we are both going to be here for the Christmas special.
Yay.
The Sparkletacular will be here.
The Baba Palooza. Well, thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. And Merry Christmas shopping weekend, everybody.
Oh,
Happy Hanukkah. Is it still Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah. And you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. And what are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? Yeah. I'm going to the Santa Fe Music Alliance party, and I'm putting the finishing touches on some holiday presents.
Nice.
And
I'm starting my holiday presents.
I'm going to a special dinner with some friends tomorrow night and baking bread. So I'll be baking a lot of bread this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just keeping the house warm because my heater doesn't work.
Something's got it. Oh, good heavens. Yeah. I found that sleeping with dogs helps. Anyway, time to go. Bye.